every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying.
Patsy Cline, remember her? One of the all-time greats in country western. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Friday, January the 17th. Wow. We got a lot going on our show today.
You know, that song was changed.
I'm sorry?
It used to be Driving After Midnight, but because of recent gas prices, it should change it to Walking.
Hitchhiking After Midnight on your dollar. What is it now? It's almost $6 a gallon, isn't it? It's getting very scary out there. Anyway, we are going to be talking in a few minutes with Rachel Greshler of the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to talk about the dire straits of Social Security. It's going bankrupt. It's set to run out of money in 12 years. 12 years. What are we going to do? So we'll talk with Rachel about some solutions. Stay tuned for that. And a plan by Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn to de-wokeify the military is shot down by Democrats in the Senate. We're going to tell you the details. We're going to get some thoughts on it, as well as a few other things from the unwoke proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci, a little bit later in the show. And listen to this. The belief in God has now dropped to its lowest point ever in the U.S., according to the latest Gallup poll. We are going to take a look at the poll and find out what's going on with religion. And we got a goodie in the Ultimate Top 10, the top 10 most annoying songs. I want to see how many of these songs Big Ed knows. So stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, there's only one place I would send you to. Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in Dunedin. It is just a little bit west of US 19. It's on State Road 5, just off State Road 580 Main Street. 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive and the Overcash Plaza. That's where it is. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. And again, a tip of the hat to Senior Voice America. They precede our program. Great people. Did you listen to Tim and Jude this morning? There's Berkeley Badger, whole group of people. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. So, speaking about polls, we have a new Fox News poll. I think the Democrats, every time a new poll comes out politically, they must run to the basement in the Capitol building or in the White House. But we have a new Fox News poll on Joe Biden, shows 57% view him negatively, 42% view him positively. To be honest with you, I think that's better, more favorable than I would have thought. But anyway, that's a 15-point negative, right? Not only is he at a high unfavorable rating with voters overall, but apparently he also reaches new levels of disappointment among his core. 60% of voters under 30 say he's not doing a good job. They give him an unfavorable. How about this? 55% of Hispanics, unfavorable. 55%. How about women? Women are usually, overall, tend to be more Democratic. Let's be honest. Well, 53% of women, unfavorable. And just in Democrats alone, he's almost got 20% of them giving him an unfavorable. He's got 18% negative. This is his negatives are at the highest point of his presidency among liberals. He gets 28% negative from liberals. Guess what he gets from moderates? These are Democrats. You know what he, or you know what he gets from moderates? 59% unfavorable from moderates. So that's why I tell you, all of the Biden people are hiding in the basement right now. It's going to be kind of a bloodbath, I think, in November, although you never know. There's a lot of redistricting, and I've heard that because a lot of it favors Democrats, it may not be as bad where they are realigning districts. You know, where somebody tends to lose a seat or they change the geographic setting. We'll see where all of that goes. Have you noticed, I want to mention this right up front, that there are all kinds of attacks on pregnancy centers around the country? There is a group, it's called Jane's Revenge. Have you heard about them? Jane's Revenge? The FBI is investigating recent attacks on pregnancy centers ahead of this court ruling on Roe versus Wade as potential acts of domestic violent extremism. Here's a statement from the FBI. The FBI is investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. We take all threats seriously and continue to work closely with our law enforcement partners and will remain vigilant to protect our communities. Well, I'm kind of surprisingly glad to hear the FBI is actually interested in protecting pro-life centers. It's usually going after the people that they claim are going after these abortion clinics. It's not really true. Usually those people are more peaceful than the ones that go after the pro-life clinics. Anyway, Jane's Revenge has recently, apparently a pro-choice group, has recently taken credit for attacks on pro-life organizations, including that attack in Wisconsin, where they, I think there was a bombing, wasn't there, in near Madison, Wisconsin? Throwing red paint on them in different places, putting threats to people that work there, you know, painting threats on the walls of the places. They're investigating a fire that took place in Oregon, I guess, early this morning, according to this notice here. Anyway, there's a lot going on with those things. Jane's Revenge, I wonder if we'll hear more about them down the road. Anyway, let us take our break. Social Security and all those unfunded obligations, we're going to talk with Rachel Gresler about it right after the break.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 80 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works on a Friday. Well, delighted to have Rachel Gressler join us. She is a research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements at the Heritage Foundation. And they have been doing a study of Social Security. And here's the deal. The program is going to run out of money in 12 years. In 12 years. And anyone 55 or younger right now ain't going to get any money. Rachel, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
It's a pleasure. I find this topic to be so important and interesting. And tell us a little bit about this. Now, you've done some work on this. In fact, you've even got some thoughts on how we might be able to salvage the problem with Social Security. Is it true, first of all, that we're going to be out of money by 2034 if nothing is done?
Yes, that's the truth. That's the current law right now, is that everybody that is receiving benefits then, or that would not yet have received benefits, would be subject to a roughly 23% cut in their benefits. That includes 80-year-olds. That includes everybody across the board. And Social Security is a really difficult topic because it is a very popular program. People see what they get out of it versus only seeing half of what's taken out of their paychecks to go into it. And the truth is, over time, it's paid out more in benefits than it's taken in taxes. And so that's why we're in this situation now. And nobody wants to change the program because they don't want to have benefit cuts. Nobody wants to pay more in taxes. But the reality is that it's unsustainable. And so we have to start from there in order to get some reform, because you can't have reform without something that's going to hurt in one way or another.
Right. Now, the Social Security 2100 Act apparently would make Social Security taxes higher to what? To continue to give out approximately the same ratio of money to people? Is that their intent?
Well, the 2100 Act, its original form, would raise taxes on everyone, and they'd also increase benefits on everyone, including the biggest benefit increases for millionaires. And that's the problem with the program, is that it really needs to get back to its original intent, which was to keep people out of poverty in old age when they're no longer physically able to work. And if that's the goal of the program, then why is it providing the highest benefits to the people with the greatest...
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And so that's why we would propose getting more towards a flat benefit in the long run. You wouldn't change the benefits immediately, but gradually over time, get it so that people that are currently living in poverty might actually be getting a higher benefit, but that the high-income people would be getting a lower benefit from Social Security. And the benefit of that for everyone is that you could pay roughly 25% less in Social Security taxes.
So your idea then is to slowly or quickly take away the benefits for wealthy people? And we'll just concentrate on people of a certain income level. Is that pretty much it?
Mm-hmm. Given where Social Security is today, we would keep benefits for everybody. But you would just get to a point where many decades from now would be the exact same benefit for everybody.
You would get the same benefit.
So you would gradually reduce benefits at the top, gradually increase them for the very lowest income.
I see what you mean. You gotcha.
And that gets to a smaller program over time.
Right. We're talking with Rachel Gressler. She's a research fellow in economics, as you can tell, at the Heritage Foundation, among other things. We're talking about how Social Security is going to go down the tubes in 12 years unless something is done. Now, Rachel, I know you're aware of this. Social Security was enacted, I think, in 1935 under President Roosevelt. And at the time, it was supposed to be just a supplement to a retirement. It wasn't going to be everything. But like anything that's a government program, rather than staying the same, it got more expensive and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we've got, I don't know what percentage of people, it would be interesting to find out, what percentage of people actually rely more on Social Security than their own nest eggs.
Yeah, so it's actually about 40% of people rely on Social Security as their primary source of retirement income. And that was never supposed to be the intent of the program. It was supposed to be this supplement. It was supposed to be primarily when you had run out of your other savings. Social Security's, or the actual life expectancy, was 17 years earlier when the program started than it is today. So most people just didn't get it for that long.
Yeah, a lot of people call it a Ponzi scheme. It kind of is. You're paying off people. You're taking money today and handing it to other people with the promise that those people that are paying today are going to get handed money from the people coming up behind them. And it's kind of a Ponzi scheme, which in the long run, I don't know that they ever work. But it was part of the, President Roosevelt's plans during the Great Depression, where the government became, let's face it, the Great Depression brought on the government's involvement in free markets more than anything. I think maybe secondarily, Lyndon Johnson with the Great Society. Neither one was great in my opinion, but those were the two, I think, the two sparks to increasing socialism in this country and a lesser reliance on the free market. So I don't know that this is ever going to succeed, Social Security, but at least you've got a plan. You know, here's an idea. I wonder what you would think of this. Right now, I think you say, I think those people, if they didn't do anything, anybody at the age of 55 or younger would not get benefits, right?
Would never receive a full benefit in terms
not
of
full benefit, okay.
As it can pay.
As a coincidence, we've talked here on our show about actually giving back investment to people 55 and under that they've put into the Social Security fund, giving it back to them with a little bit of interest and telling them, well, you're not going to have any Social Security. Here's your money back. We would like you to go ahead and invest it in your own, free market retirement programs, and then give everybody over the age of 55 Social Security. But nobody else will get it after that. So kind of phase the thing out. I wanted to get your thought on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a great perspective for the long term. Sadly, the reality of Social Security with having promised over $20 trillion more in benefits than the program actually has to pay is that we can't just shift the younger generations out of it, but there absolutely has to be a component of this that is actual wealth building so that people can stop spending over 12% of their paycheck, which will eventually be 16% of their paycheck, into a program that's actually, it's not setting aside a single dollar that goes into it. It is immediately sending every one of those dollars plus some out to current beneficiaries. And so that means you don't ever earn a positive rate of return. You have zero, if not negative. Your return is essentially whatever politicians in the future choose to confiscate from younger generations
to
pay you a benefit.
They used to talk about, no, we're going to take your money that you're putting in here. It's going to go into the Social Security Trust Fund. Do you remember that term? The Social Security Trust Fund.
Yep.
And like you say,
well, I'll tell you what that
it went into a big pot. Go ahead.
IOUs. No, that money, that trust fund got used to spend on all these other government programs that they wanted without actually having to increase the publicly held debt. And now it's just paper IOUs that are sitting there. And slowly those are running out of money, too. They'll be gone by 2034.
Yeah.
So people do need an option to actually see their money have a positive rate of return. And the benefit of that is if it's actually invested in something that is contributing to the economy and that's growing it, people actually producing things or creating new technology, then the whole economy is going to be bigger. People's incomes are going to be bigger, and they don't need to rely as much on Social Security. And if the program's smaller, they don't have to pay as much of their income into Social Security either.
Yeah, I love your idea. Let me ask you, Rachel. Again, we're talking with Rachel Gressler of the Heritage Foundation. Are people in Washington really, really, seriously, are they concerned about it? Or is this one of these things that they're not going to do a damn thing about it until it's right staring them right in front of them?
I think there are a few people that are truly concerned and that are willing to put out some proposals, but the reality is it's kind of the third rail of politics, and nobody wants to talk about touching Social Security because people think you're going to take away their benefits today, and they believe that they've actually paid into something that is sitting there that they have a right to. And so I think that we need some more understanding and education about what the reality of the program actually is that it's just the government taking your money and spending it on other things and promising people higher benefits. None of that is actually there for them. And so the alternative should be that people should be able to keep more of their money that they can own. And the reality is today is that we all have smartphones and we are capable of investing in stocks. That wasn't the case in 1935 when you had to have somebody on the stock board, you know, exchanging for you. And it even was different during 2000 when the Bush administration tried to have personal accounts because we didn't have that ease of access and being able to view your money in real time, you know, with a click of a button that we do today.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm actually going to, in a way, kind of challenge you on the third rail thing. I think people are almost ready now to listen. I wonder if a politician came along and actually proposed to people, look, I'm going to give you back all that money you've invested if you're 55 or younger. I'm going to give it all back to you with interest. You know, we're gonna try to do that. And you people that are over 55, don't worry. You're going to continue to get the Social Security you were. I wonder if you couldn't, in this day and age, if they wouldn't listen and say, you know what, that makes some sense. And that you'd be able to tell that narrative, especially when you say, if you realized how the government has squandered the money that came in for Social Security and that there technically is no trust fund, just a bunch of IOUs. What do you think? Am I just being too Pollyannish?
No, I think there's a significant portion of people. We're actually doing some polling on this, too. You know, unfortunately, some people have been told that they're not able to plan for themselves and they won't make wise investments and the stock market might crash. But over the long term, the stock market does have stable returns and it is so much easier today to invest. And I think that people would actually be empowered by having that ability to be able to keep their money and having it go in something like the Thrift Savings Plan account where they see it and they see what happens when you save and it grows over time. And it would also help a lot of lower income people who tend to have lower life expectancies, and they sometimes get nothing back from Social Security after paying into it for their entire lives. You know, one out of five African American men dies between the ages of 45 and 64 before they get a Social Security benefit.
Yeah. Wow. I would be remiss, Rachel, if I didn't ask you about the current stock market situation and the possibilities right now that we are either in a recession or about to be in a recession. Maybe you get your outlook on this.
Yeah, I don't want to give any financial advice here.
No advice. I'm not giving advice, but just what do you think?
Yeah. The risks are very high right now of a recession because, unfortunately, the federal government has pumped so much money into the economy, deficit finance printed by the Federal Reserve. And then at the same time, they've done things like held back the labor supply. And I just think that it would be very difficult to get out of the situation we're in right now without a recession.
Yeah. What do you think about raising the prime rate by the Federal Reserve by 0.75 points?
You know, I think that's something that they probably should have done a long time ago. Actually, I know that it's difficult and there's pain that comes from that, but the rates were kept far too low for far too long.
So we're going to see a cutback on spending, I mean borrowing and spending right now. And this is their panic attack plan to slow down inflation?
Yeah, they've realized that inflation actually was not transitory and it was increasing more rapidly than they thought. And so now they're having to respond, you know, quickly. When had they done something a year ago, it might have been less pain that we'd be feeling, but I don't think that the inflation is coming down within the next few months and will probably remain high for at least the next year. And hopefully it will come down with good policies, but that includes reducing spending, reducing unnecessary regulations, actually promoting competition in the economy.
Absolutely. Well, Rachel, keep up the good fight at the Great Heritage Foundation for us. We need you so desperately, and I want to thank you once again for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, Rachel. Rachel Gresler. I love her. Okay, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about this Republican Marsha Blackburn plan to de-wokeify the military and how it was shot down by the Democrats.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street by co-host and financial veteran Berkeley Badger. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Esta noche bailamos. Te doy toda mi vida.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us on a Friday here on Freedom Works. Well, by the way, Ed, I haven't seen, I'm afraid to look. I wonder up on the screen if they've been showing the where the stock market, oh, there it is. We're down 128 points approximately right now. We went down under the mythical 30,000 mark on the stock market. Are you very nervous about that, Ed? You've got all your money in stocks, don't you? Got to ask.
Well, I'm just, you know, I don't know. All the gains that were made by Trump to hand it over have all been lost.
Remember for a while they were saying how much higher the stock, you know, the Biden.
Oh, yeah,
and
then,
how much
job.
Higher the stock market was when Biden got in. And not so much anymore. So, Marsha Blackburn, a plan proposed by Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican, to de-wokeify the military, has been stopped by Democrats in the Senate this week. She had two amendments to the National Defense Authorization Act. It was to try to ensure that military parents had control over their kids' education, military schools and the like, and that congressional funding for woke diversity, equity, and inclusion would have more restrictions. She said this, the U.S. military must focus on confronting the new axis of evil, communist China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. These regimes don't care how woke our military is, or what our soldiers' pronouns are. Now, that makes sense to me. We got the proprietor of the Barber Poll with us, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, I know you agree with that, and yet the Democrats voted down. Are we going to be so woke in the military that we'll forget what the military is supposed to be doing?
Paul, you see how stupid these freaking Democrats are. A woke military. Russia and China would love that. The only problem is I don't know if the man buns are going to fit under the helmet. You know? It's a freaking amazing. How stupid are these people, Paul?
Yeah.
But China and Russia will love it. Love it. I can't believe they'd do something that stupid.
I don't know. This is why I keep thinking, and I'm worried, that we're going to go the way of Rome. We have become so stupid. Fat and sassy and completely lost our focus. Right?
Well, we become stupid, Paul.
And stupid.
But you know what, Paul?
What?
It's only 38% of the people in the Democrat Party in this country that are stupid. The rest of us aren't. We see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the woman talking about the Social Security.
Yes.
Before we got on here. One question wasn't asked.
Okay.
How come Social Security that we have paid for is always running out of money, but I don't hear about welfare ever running out of money? The people on welfare never paid a dime into the system, but yet that's never going broke.
What's that's right.
What's with that, Paul?
That's right. That's right. There's no accountability because there's no accountability for welfare.
Listen, if America doesn't wake up in November, these people deserve everything they get. You know, the stock market is going down. First of all, I don't believe you make money for doing nothing. It doesn't happen that often. I believe in hard work.
Right.
Okay?
I know you do.
Definitely. That's why the stock market, to me, if I was going to invest in the stock market, I would go to Las Vegas and take all the money I was going to invest in the stock market and gamble it myself. Because stock market is nothing but gambling, Paul.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay, I got my
gambling
in real estate. And you know what? I don't worry about nothing.
Yeah, real estate has always been. I still remember Gone with the Wind, where they say land, that's the only thing that lasts.
Well, Paul, from what I can understand about history, the richest people in the world always owned all the property.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
And if they didn't start out that way, once they got some money, they started buying it up.
That's right. They didn't get it from the stock market. Believe me, some people did. Don't get me wrong. They were lucky. Just like somebody goes to Las Vegas and hits the big jackpot. They're lucky.
Right.
But hard work is the only way you're going to make money in this country. That's what capitalism is about.
You're exactly right. You are exactly right. So they continue on beating this January 6th thing to death, trying to force it down our throats. People have had enough of it. You know, in the meantime, we've got a possible recession coming on. We've got
possible, Paul. We are in a recession. Don't say possible.
All right.
We are in a recession. Don't let them tell you we're not.
Okay.
Look at the inflation. Come on.
Yeah.
The gas prices.
It's horrible.
We're going broke, Paul, because of these stupid Democrats.
Yep. You're right.
And you know what? I hope all these Democrats that voted Biden in, I hope they're loving their 401ks right now. They did it to themselves.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have 401ks, I think.
I forgot. Most of them are probably on welfare. But see, they don't have nothing to worry about. Their money won't run out.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's a mess. It's a total mess. It's such a malaise, you know, and that word was used during the Jimmy Carter presidency, too. It's just like a fog is hanging over this country. I hope in November a lot of that fog is going to be lifted, and I think it will be. What's going on in local politics and 13th district politics?
I think tomorrow night when we watch this hockey game, I'm surprised the Democrats aren't trying to make the sports all woke, you know? Let's make the hockey team woke so they can't check no more.
Well, wait a second.
Give me a break.
Well, you know what? Wait a second. There are some... What is it on football jerseys and stuff? You're allowed to start having these woke things. I don't know if that's still going on, but remember that thing?
Let me tell you something about football. I don't care about the Bucks, the Bears, or any of them. The NFL has gone so stupid. If these people want to watch this game, they're out of their mind.
Yeah.
I'll wait for hockey to come out. You don't do that. You ever watch the hockey
game? No, you're right. Hockey is hockey. You don't worry about people standing for the national anthem.
No, you know why? Because these people are all from other countries. They got respect for us.
I think you're right about that to some extent.
Again, our own people have no respect for their own country. That's how stupid they are. They all want their freaking hands out. Everything's going to be given to them. You know what? If Social Security runs out, what year did they say?
In 12 years, 34.
That's okay. I probably won't even be around. Why should
you will.
About it, right? Why should I worry about it?
Oh, you'll be around.
I'll get my money I put into it, and everybody else can worry about the money they didn't put into it. They can all go. Let's put the whole country on welfare, then we don't have to worry about Social Security.
Well, like you say, I don't know if you heard my idea of taking money and paying it back to those under 55, allowing people over 55 to collect it so that we can just get out from under it. And those people that have been given back the money, hey, take this, and if you can, invest it. Look, we're giving you a lump sum. Put it into invest it some. In other words, take responsibility for your own life rather than...
Paul, the young generation today lives for today, Paul.
Yeah.
They don't care about tomorrow.
True. Okay. Well, we got to kind of kick them in the rear end to say, look, start taking some personal responsibility here.
The whole country go on welfare. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Well, it's so messed up. Local politics.
Yeah, local.
People better get their act together locally, because it's the local elections are the base of everything else.
Yeah,
believe me.
That's right. Local elections.
They better get their act together, and they better not worry about the R in front of somebody or the D in front of somebody. They need to worry about the A in front of somebody. That means American.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get rid of every freaking rhino we got in office, and let's put some normal people in there that works their life to get where they got to go.
Did I ask you about the way, as an example, it might be an indication of things to come down in Texas, that one district that has been Democratic for like 100, I'm not kidding, 100 years, went Republican with that woman, that Hispanic.
Fiorina, whatever her name is. Yes.
Yeah. Woman. And she's married to a Border Patrol agent and
the
whole bit.
That's good, Paul. You know what?
That bodes well. And those.
You do a great job, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want to see people in office with a proven record that they were successful in civilian life before they get into the government. Not these people that went to college, never done nothing. Come on, I'm going to be a politician. I don't have to work. 2 years, I get $170,000 a year. I can retire and get $170,000 a year pension for life.
You know, Joe Biden never went into the private sector.
No, but Joe Biden never done nothing in the federal sector, let alone the private sector.
And he found a way to become president. It must have worked.
He's doing now, like I said, you and I disagree on that one.
No, but I mean, I think he's a fool, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, he found a way, he kind of stumbled into the presidency, didn't he?
Listen, Paul, they made sure that Biden was in there to do whatever they wanted him to do, and they gave him an insurance policy to boot.
Yeah.
They can't get rid of him. They gave him Kamala Harris as an insurance policy. She'd be worse than him. And then they give Kamala Harris an insurance policy, and Pelosi, or Nancy Pelosi.
I gotta read you this, and he says things that aren't true, and he's not called on it. Biden appeared to get defensive during an interview yesterday when he was asked if his energy policies were to blame for inflation. He was interviewing the Associated Press. By the way, they're very liberal, the Associated Press. And he says, we're in a stronger position than any nation in the world to overcome this inflation. And he pointed to the unemployment rate. Well, he got testy when he was told that there are other countries doing better, major countries doing better than we are with inflation. That bothered him. He said, if it's my fault in terms of inflation, why is it the case in every other major industrial country in the world that inflation is higher? Well, they corrected him. And they said that's not necessarily the truth. And he got a little bit upset with that one. Because there are other countries. France is doing better. Canada is doing better. India, Italy, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Japan. They're all doing better with inflation. He's lying about it. Go ahead.
Well, we'd be doing better, too, if they gave as much money as we did to the Ukraine. They'd all be hurting over there. What do we give them, $70 billion so far?
We've given them a great deal of money, you're right. Along with some weapons, yes.
And money we don't have. We're printing. They wonder why our inflation is so high. Wake up, people.
Yeah.
You're being stupid.
Do you think we should totally get out of helping the Ukrainians in that war with Russia?
Listen, enough has gone on. Let them take care of themselves. And you know what? They're over in Europe. Let the Europeans take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're neighbors. We need to worry about ourselves. We're falling apart, and the whole world's laughing at us where we're trying to support them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
I know.
Loving it.
Yeah. No, I'm. We're part of the NATO structure. We always have some sort of an obligation to some of those countries. But yet, Ukraine, of course, technically is not a NATO country. But I understand your feelings. I understand it.
All I can tell you is it's costing a lot of money to cover up Biden's son there.
Oh, that's another thing.
Okay, it's costing us a lot of money to keep him out of the limelight.
Because boy,
that's what Zelensky is hanging over Biden's head.
Yeah.
You give us money or I'm going to tell you what really happened here. Because you know Zelensky's involved with it too. When he first got elected and Trump asked him to check into what was going on with Biden and the money, he told, oh no, I don't want to get into that. I'm going forward. Listen, this guy was a freaking comedian before he became president.
Yeah. You don't like him?
Right. He's a puppet over there. I think there's more to this guy than meets the eye.
I like him.
That's why he's getting the money from Biden. He's holding it over his head, buddy.
You think so? That may be right.
Of course he is.
And no, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
And Putin's hanging it over his head, too, because they were involved in Russia. And Putin's saying, listen, you can give them weapons, but not that they can hurt us with. Make this look like it's real kosher. Give them some weapons that we can knock the hell out of him anyway, but it'll look like you're helping him. And meanwhile, Zelensky's happy because they're hanging it over his head, and everybody knows it.
Mm-mm. Wow. Very interesting. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Andrew, because you've got some very, and I love your energy, by the way, as well.
I'm surprised I still got some left. I just got done cutting an acre and a quarter of grass, edging, weed eating, and trimming bushes before I just got on this show.
Did you really? You don't sound like it. You sound very like a you sound like a spring chicken as usual. No, you really do. You're great.
All right.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. We will, God willing, talk on Monday.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Thank you very much. There he goes. The opinionated master barber. All right. So, let us take our final break. When we come back, among other things, the belief in God has dropped to its lowest point ever in the U.S., according to Gallup poll. We're going to take a look.
You wasn't looking for a pretty face.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of FreedomWorks, and we thank you for being with us today. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the great, great, great Tantalk Radio Network. But thanks to Ed, if you do not have the let's say, the interest at the moment, or you don't have the time to listen to the show, but then a little bit later you wish you had, he's got a solution for you. He's put them all on podcast, all our shows. Go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button, and you can select the show you would like to hear. You'll see the very most recent one right at the top. You'll see who the guest is. You'll see our top 10. You can scroll down. You'll see other guests and earlier shows, the whole bit, thanks to him. OurFreedomWorks.com. All right. So Gallup does this thing about belief in God, and they've been doing it for a long time. The vast majority of U.S. adults still believe in God. 81% believe in God. But look at this. That is the lowest it's ever been. It's down 6 points from 5 years ago. And by the way, between 1944 and 2011, more than 90% of Americans believed in God. So now it's down to 81%. So you can see, relatively speaking, we're kind of losing our faith, are we not? 17% of Americans do not believe in God. I think there's a lot of people out there that are what are called agnostics. They don't know. They're not sure. You know? They really have their doubts about certain things. And if they do believe in God, they believe that God kind of lets things go. You know, because you always hear, oh, that's terrible, wars and this terrible thing, tragedies. Why isn't God stopping it, right? So that, therefore, they go, okay, well, God is going to stand by and let everything happen and without being involved in it. So, you know, it gets a little bit, you'll never, it's very hard to what's the word, to be able to take somebody's religion away from them or lack of religion away from them. I think it's so ingrained in you. Very interesting. Anyway, Ed, I want to talk to you about our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning. They had their first Stanley Cup championship game on Wednesday night. We know that they lost in overtime. It was a thriller. Did you, number one, did you watch it? And number two, is it changing your, well, you don't want to because of your superstition, but let's just, what do you think,
well,
I guess, is what
know,
I'm asking.
When I was watching it, and it went into overtime, I was like, oh, God, no. I mean, they're still getting used to the altitude up there.
Yeah.
Last thing they needed
to do. Mile high.
But they nearly pulled it off. Look, I knew they would not win both games. They had to lose one up there. I think we'll see a different outcome.
You think
Saturday
they will
night.
Saturday night?
I believe so.
Okay. Now, they've got back one of their key forwards, Braden Point.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I'll see what you think. They have been doing so well without him because he's been out for a while that when he came back, could it possibly be he was a bit disruptive because they have to reestablish, you know, the lines and guys playing with each other had gotten kind of used to each other.
Maybe a bit, but he's still a positive to be out there. You're still better with him than without him.
Oh, he's a great player. There's no question about it. What about Vasilevsky, our goalie for the Lightning? Many consider him maybe one of the greatest of all time. Do you think that he was up to it in the first game here?
Well, yeah, I mean,
he gave up three goals right away.
Yeah, but in a barrage of, I mean, there were, I think the shots on goal were 2-1 at some point. So eventually some of them are going to get through. Just like any other player, maybe you don't play at 110% every night, and one or two gets by. So I'm not worried about it.
What about the excuse that the Colorado Avalanche were more rested than the Lightning?
We were more rested going into
the Ranger
New
game.
York, and we're down 2-0 before we tied our skates up.
So there's a point to being rested and a point at being rusty.
Yeah, there's both. Yeah, and the Lightning were off like 8 days. Something strange, I think, before they went into New York.
And the Avalanche were off like 10 days, and they came out firing, didn't they? It was interesting.
I think they still had a little bit of advantage, you know, with the altitude. Now, have you ever been to the altitude like that?
I've been to Denver, but to be honest with you, I didn't stay for a
long
time.
You walk up a flight of stairs, and you have to stop and go, what the heck is going on here? I can't catch my breath. And until you, it takes a few days to get, you know.
A few days?
Yeah.
Because you go skiing out there.
Yeah, it takes a good 2 to 3 days before you get used to it.
Yeah. Do you have to heavily imbibe an alcohol to get used to it there?
That helps. That helps.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Ed. Thank you. Now, Ed, besides being an avid skier, you also happen to know something about music. So I'll be curious to see. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe I don't know any of these songs. There might be one or two. These are the top 10 most annoying songs. I would say they're the most annoying songs of recent history. I want to see how many of these annoying songs you know, all right? So here we go. The most annoying song. By the way, this is by thetop10s.com,
gotcha.
All right? So that means there's a fan involvement, people that vote.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Number 10. The cartoon character or the guy on whatever it is, Barney, sings a song called I Love You.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
I've heard it.
Okay.
Anytime a kid's singing Barney, I try to leave the room.
Yeah. It says here, it wasn't his fault. He probably hated it, too. Mm. And poor guy, whoever's in the Barney outfit.
I love you, love you.
Yeah, very good. You do know it. All right. Number 9. Gangnam Style.
It's actually Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yes.
By PSY?
Yeah, Psy.
Psy.
His name. And he's a South Korean guy.
Oh,
and
is that it?
It was a huge hit. And then people just started to hate it.
Yeah, this guy says, there's two things that I hate on this song. It's annoying, and Psy sings the main title off key. He says, it's so horrible, I'd rather listen to Japanese music.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Hey, actually, you want to hear it?
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
I'm amazed.
Now listen. It's all South Korean.
You're right.
Try to lip sync that baby.
Oh my God. Hey, first of all, I'm just impressed that you brought it up so quickly. All right, number eight. The Fox. What Does the Fox Say? By Ilvis. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
It's just a song with a guy singing loads of animal noises, it says here. Why do I care what the flipping fox says? This guy must have been pretty desperate for a new song. All right, number seven. This one I know. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Uh-huh.
By Baha Men.
Yeah.
Who Let the Dogs Out? The guy says, who the hell did let the dogs out? I'm mad at the person who did. If they never got out, then this crappy song would never have been made. All right.
It was a huge hit, though.
It was. I remember. Number six. Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah.
By Aqua.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Song is an absolute nightmare and horror when I was in my childhood. Took me 10 years to get rid of not starting to hum it at random.
The women loved it.
Good goodness.
But it wasn't for long. So.
Okay. All right. Number five, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
By Carly Rae Jepsen.
I think that was all right.
Okay.
Huge hit with kids, too.
Okay. Number four, Selfie by the Chainsmokers. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. I don't know it either. Number three, Let It Go by Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
The guy says, I swear, an annoying childish song that everyone could not stop singing no matter where I go or which site or YouTube video I click on. It's these things that keep peeing me off. I'm changing the word. Even my retarded friend who suck at life sings it even though he hates it. Number two, Friday by Rebecca Black. You know that song.
I know that song.
Excessive auto-tune, horrible lyrics, horrible music. All right. I don't know anything about it. Here we go. Number one. Baby by Justin Bieber. Do you know that song?
I've not heard of that one by him.
Well, first of all, Justin Bieber's got a horrible thing going on. He's got a facial paralysis. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's affecting him, and so there's prayers for him. But it says here, when I first heard this song, I was like, what is this? And I later realized it was a teenager that sounded like a kid in third grade.
Mm.
So there you go. All right. Thank you so very much for being with us. Hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend. And remember, freedom works.